And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Dr. Natalia Sidorovskaya, who's head of the physics department here at UL Lafayette, and Dr. Lee Gray, who is the curator at the University Art Museum, the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL campus, here to talk about a new event that the university has organized. It's called the SMART Festival, where science meets art. And the two of you are here to talk about the events, which begin this Friday. Some pretty amazing things, including the keynote speaker. So let's start off talking about the keynote speaker on Friday, because it is a public talk. Anyone can go to this talk, and then we'll go through all the other events with the festival. So Natalia, tell us about Dr. Lawrence Krauss, who will be at the Light Center on Friday.
Good afternoon, everybody, and we're excited to talk to you and invite you to the SMART Festival. So we start on Friday at 6 p.m. actually, and we start with unique performance, theremin performance. It's the first electronic instrument, and you also can learn about the science behind this instrument. The performance will be presented by Dr. Bobby Skinner and Dr. Juliette Ayoub from the University of New Orleans. And at 7:15, we have a keynote lecture by Dr. Lawrence Krauss. It's called The Hidden Universe, The Mysterious Allure of Extra Dimensions. Dr. Krauss is a very famous theoretical physicist, and he wrote many books you may have heard about, including The Physics of Star Trek, Universe from Nothing, Quantum Man. And we're all very excited and honored to have him here on Friday. I encourage you not to miss the opportunity to come and join us and hear about his research and about many exciting facts about the universe we live in. We will have also his books for sale. Barnes & Noble's bringing several of his books for sale if you want to buy and sign it with him after the lecture. Lecture starts at around 7 p.m. after the theremin performance. And after the lecture, we also have the reception for everybody who wants to stay. And all these events are going to be open to public and free. Please come and join us. I encourage you to show up a little earlier because we are afraid that seats will be tight.
About how many seats are in the auditorium at the Light Center?
I would say it's around 250 seats, and we can probably put some people just standing. So be ready to stand if you cannot find the seat.
Okay, or sit on some steps. And we do want to emphasize that Dr. Krauss is renowned internationally. He is in great demand internationally as a speaker. Yes. In fact, he's jetting in Thursday night
from England
for this talk. Can you give us just a bit of a sense of what you mentioned the titles of his books, but what is the core of his research?
Oh, he's a cosmologist. Mm-hmm. And one of our actually younger faculty members who just joined us a year ago, James Dent, worked with him. And this is our connection, how we can have an invitation to be passed to him. And he's a cosmologist, and he actually does a lot of research now with Dr. Dent on interpretation of just recently discovered Higgs boson, and how the discovery of the Higgs boson can shed the light on understanding dark energy and dark matter. The best I can do on this topic.
Well, that is certainly an alluring topic, and I think many people may be interested in that. So you can check him out on the web and see some of the books that he has written.
Yes.
As you said, you will have those books there. People can purchase them, and he will sign them that evening.
smart.louisiana.edu,
okay.
Our official website for the festival. You can go there, and you can just click on the links and learn more about Dr. Krauss or about any other people who are involved or about any other events.
All right. So that is Friday. First of all, the theremin concert demonstration that will take place, and then the talk by Dr. Lawrence Krauss. And that's all at the Light Center.
That's correct. Right, okay. Across from Cajun Dome.
All right. And the theremin, remind people, everybody has heard the sound of a theremin. It's generally that sound you hear in spooky movies when an alien, a movie about outer space and aliens are arriving. Mm-hmm. It's got that really spooky high sound. And it was developed, as you mentioned, by a Russian.
It's developed by the Russian physicist mm-hmm. in early 20s. And it's a prototype of the first electronic music instrument. And it's solely everything is based on physics principles. But sorry about that. But it's actually very interesting to observe a player because they never touch the instrument. They just move hands around it. So it's kind of magical and artistic. So you have to be very artistic to do it. And by one hand, they control the pitch, the frequency, and the other hand controls the sound. And so you have to be obviously very skillful to perform. And we're lucky to have Dr. Skida to show us how to do it and Dr. Ayub to tell us about physics behind it.
So not only does it sound spooky and magical, but it looks magical when people are performing
yes.
on that instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And what time does that start?
It starts at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. at the Light Center.
That's correct.
And this will open the SMART Festival, the Science Meets Art Festival, which is a new festival put on by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette and really organized by the two of you. Again, Dr. Natalia Sidorovskaya is head of the physics department and Dr. Lee Gray, curator at the Hilliard University Art Museum. So great evening on Friday, a wonderful way to start this festival off. And then Saturday, there are events taking place all day, some at the Hilliard University Art Museum and then some at the Light Center. So Lee, maybe sketch out what's going to be happening at the Hilliard.
Well, we're going to actually have an all-day-long workshop with a group of artists out of Los Angeles who call themselves Machine Project. They're coming in to do a workshop that's limited in the numbers, and so I'm going to encourage people to sign up if they're interested at all. It's a commitment for most of the day. It'll be from 10 to 5. If they work fast, I guess they could leave early, but generally it will be... working with the Machine Project, they're going to do something that is, they're going to learn to read minds, and they're going to make a primitive lie detector gadget kind of thing. So it's really going to be just fun. It's nothing serious. Nobody's going to give up deep, dark secrets or anything like that, but it will just be sort of a fun, artistic kind of thing. So people will be making these primitive lie detector
How do they register for this workshop? I can imagine people listening to that would find themselves interested in it.
Yes, they can call the museum. Debbie Main is taking the registration. They can call 482-0817, speak with Debbie, and she'll ask for their phone number and the way to contact them. And I will mention that they should bring a bag lunch on that day, too, so that they have something. And also on that morning, we're having the curator for Intimate Science, which is one of our major exhibitions this fall. She's coming from New York, and she's going to talk about, you know, just what that exhibition's about, how she planned it. She's going to do a gallery tour at 11. So that'll be fun. In the meantime, from 10 to 12, we're going to have two people, Dr. Brent Yantis and Dr. Whitney Broussard from UL. They'll be in the gallery with Earth as Art because they are working with those ideas. Brent works with NASA and they work with the GIS system looking at satellite imagery. And interestingly enough, they've recognized it looks very much like contemporary art. And so we have scientists who've kind of worked with these images, and it's a beautiful exhibit. So they're going to be there talking about what they do. So that'll be kind of interesting, I think.
That's at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course,
yes.
Those exhibits are on display through December?
Through December 7th. So yeah, there's time. If they end up at Light on that day and not at the museum, they could certainly come back. We've got a lot of time for them to see it. So.
Okay. And I know y'all wanted to mention that UL is having a preview day on Saturday.
Yes.
So there would be lots of students and their parents on the campus. Mm-hmm. And if they have a break or after they're finished meeting with the departments they're interested in, they could head over to the museum and see these mm-hmm. exhibits and perhaps be in time for some of the gallery talks.
Yes, that would be great. I think they have a break at 10, so that'd
right.
be good.
And then, of course, they could head over to the Light Center afterwards because starting in the afternoon, there are a variety of activities, workshops, talks at the Light Center. Natalia, can you tell us a bit about what's happening in the afternoon?
So we will reopen the doors in the Light Center at midday at 12, and we'll have... The showcases from all departments in the College of Sciences and Museum Showcase. So we will have plenty of scientific demonstrations and hands-ons, whatever.
Did you say in Russian?
And we also will have talks by community leaders and by faculty on different subjects, just to give you an idea what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about dinosaurs and what killed them, and we are going to talk about poetry and mathematical analysis of poetry. We are going to talk how to cook brownies correctly and not to burn them. We are going to tell you about a little bit about dark matter, or about the darkness which binds us together. And you can come back and look at the theremin and maybe even try to play something. We will have a big showcase in the theater, in the Light Center, by Pixel Magic, by Dr. Charles Richard of UL Lafayette. They're going to present the scenes behind the production of Chronicles of Narnia. It's by Pixel Magic. And Light Team is going to present you the technology behind development of games and 3D training games and different animations. We will have a short film by Dr. Charles Richard, as I already mentioned. And you can just try different experiments in different art areas and different science areas, and you can learn how to write in a way so it could be only read correctly. If you have a mirror in front of you, you can find out how to paint the visible color spectrum. Dr. Lee Gray is going to show you with some of her volunteers how to do that, and I'll let Lee to add to the artistic part of the second day of the festival if she wants to highlight a few things.
Well, it's really just, you know, science and art have been so connected for so many thousands of years, and I tell everybody, before the Enlightenment, you know, scientists and artists were one and the same. So what they were doing was chemistry, and they're, you know, looking at the color spectrum and thinking about how you mix colors and how color theory works and things. So we're just kind of pulling out some of those things that people can do on a rather quick basis that they could take away with them. One of our projects, if it's a sunny day, will be cyanotypes, where you have a solarized piece of paper that you know, you put things on, do a little design, put it in the sun. The sun will change the paper, of course. It's a photographic process. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, just kind of the idea that that artists use a lot of scientific theories in what they do, and there's a basis for that. So we're just going to play with some of those things. This is really going to be about fun. There's going to be some serious intellectual comments coming out, I'm sure, because, you know, it will be sort of about how does this work. But I really think it's just going to be a different kind of experience for people to come and enjoy and, you know, kind of get their hands a little dirty maybe and have fun.
So you don't have to register for any one of these things you're describing. You just go to the Light Center anytime mm-hmm. after 12 on mm-hmm. Saturday.
That's correct.
And all of these different stations and activities will mm-hmm. be taking place. So there will be something happening all the time.
All the yeah. time.
In the
mm-hmm.
afternoon. And until what time does that go on?
We're planning to be there till about 4 o'clock.
On Saturday afternoon.
And yeah. there will be a food truck as mm-hmm. well. So if people, you know, wanted to come a little early and have a picnic and, you know, just enjoy the day, they could come and do that. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very beautiful out there near the Light Center. There's a little pond, and it's quite nice to sit around outside. Mm. So there's a food truck, but is there an entrance fee into the festival?
No. It's all free.
All right.
So we just want to see you there.
Bring your families, bring mm-hmm. your classes. I'm sure this mm-hmm. would be a great opportunity for teachers to encourage their students to yeah. attend this event. And again, just families with children and themselves interested in art and science. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Dr. Natalia Sidorovskaya, head of the physics department at UL Lafayette, Dr. Lee Gray, who is curator at the Hilliard University Art Museum. They put together the Science Meets Art Festival, the SMART Festival. It's being presented by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. It starts this Friday. at the Light Center with a great demonstration of this lovely, spooky, magical instrument called the theremin at 6, and then Dr. Lawrence Krauss will be giving the keynote speech starting at 7:15. And as Natalia said, really get there early. They do expect quite a crowd for his talk. Look his books up. You can go to their website and find out more about Lawrence Krauss, and there are links to him and his work there. And then on Saturday, exhibits at the Hilliard University Art Museum, a very interesting workshop that's happening all day about mind reading and all things connected,
lie detecting.
And you can call the Art Museum to register for that workshop.
482-0817.
All right, and check out those exhibits on science that are at the museum right now. And then after 12, at the Light Center, it's just a festival of science and art with these great stations where you can play. Mm-hmm. So you're right, fun and play about some very serious underlying artistic and scientific principles. So have a great time on Saturday. Attend as much as you can. There's a lot going on, but this is a really wonderful opportunity to find out more about these subjects. Thank you both for your hard work. I know it has been a lot of work. And of course, getting someone like Dr. Lawrence Krauss took a lot to schedule it, arrange it and make it possible to get him here. So thanks for that. We look forward to his talk, and we look forward to many more years of the SMART Festival. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you, Judith.